It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk English Valleys volleyball and wrap up the Bears season with head coach Becky Becker. And Coach, a 4-21 season overall. Certainly hoped for a little bit better this year, as always, with the wins and losses. But overall, how'd you feel about your team season?
Actually, I was really happy with the way we did things towards the end of the season. We started out fairly, I would say, 50-50. We were doing some things really well and some things we were not. And we were playing well early, and we went through a patch there of about 2 weeks where it didn't seem like anything was going exceptionally well. And then we came back and finished the season exceptionally strong. Obviously, you want more wins and losses, but at the same time, you know, there's other things besides that. This is a great group of kids to work with. So that makes a difference as well, too, when you like to go to practice every night. And so the other thing is people, you know, you forget. I only returned one starter from a year ago. So the other five that were on the floor at any one time had combined probably, not even the starting experience or varsity experience of a part-time starter. So we were extremely inexperienced, but just did some things really, really well and just got better as the season went on.
Well, you do graduate three seniors on your roster with Cheyenne Conrad, who actually led you in kills this year with 90, Abby Gehringer, and also Rebecca Barrier. Give me your thoughts here on your graduating players.
Well, you know, anytime you can have someone with Cheyenne's height, you know, that's hard to replace, especially in a small school. And then, and the other two, you know, Abby and Rebecca are those kids that you just love to coach because they get the most out of what they have. Abby, Abby and Rebecca, as freshmen, and just worked their tails off. If you would have seen them as freshmen and thought that they would even have a varsity uniform by the time they were seniors, you probably would have said, I don't know about that. But they, you know, they came in, they worked in the off season, they just led by example. And I think that's as important in leadership as anything else. They were not overly loud or vocal leaders, but they were, you know, they were the quiet, this is the way we get things done leaders. And we needed that. We needed that positive leadership this year. And all three of them provided it.
Very good. That's always important. And, so next year you're going to be fairly young. I mean, Hannah Marsh will return as a senior next year. She played in every set for you, was second on your team in kills with 86. And then Megan Shanahan played in 41 sets for you. So, that's it. I mean, you're going to have you got some sophomores who got some significant time this year that you'll be counting on be stronger yet next year as juniors.
Most definitely. And Hannah, that's an impressive stat because for her first two seasons in this program, she spent them as a setter. We knew that she's athletic as all get out. You know, she qualified for state last year in the 400-meter hurdles. And, you know, she's just a really, really phenomenal athlete. But where we needed her was at the set position her freshman and sophomore year. And towards the end of her sophomore year, we started playing around with her, hitting a little bit more, and just, you know, took the plunge this year and took her completely out of the set spot, made her a strong side hitter because she is, you know, is so athletic. And it was, you know, it was one of those things that I knew was a good choice, and she proved me right. Then we get to those younger kids, and wow. You know, we've got a strong group coming up that's got, like you said, significant playing time. What Marissa Allison was able to do it in the setter spot for a kid who didn't set till she was a freshman. And then Olivia Heine, you know, she started out as a middle. She played some left. And actually at the end of the season, we put her in the libero uniform. And she just really took to that like a duck to water. And then, you know, Gwen Mays was a part-time timer last year at the strong side position, and I just really think she upped her game. She was honestly the best passer on the team. And so, I think that there's a lot of good pieces coming back for next year.
Very good. I mean, Marissa had 223 assists for you as a sophomore. I mean, and not bad numbers there. And, I mean, it's so important, that position, because they always say passing is probably the most important key at volleyball. You know, that's the one skill that, that the girls need to learn is passing. If you can have a good setter, then that's kind of half the battle, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. And one of the stats that we keep that is not an official stat, we keep not only, you know, assists, which, you know, happen off of a kill, but we keep set attempts. So how many times are we getting a good pass and she's actually getting a good set, but we're not getting something out of it? We're not getting a kill out of it, or we're getting, you know, we're not getting something positive on the inside of that. Or, you know, she, her set attempts per game were double digits. I mean, she was, you know, getting per set, you know, she's getting 15, 20 set attempts in addition to you know, the official stat is assist. But we keep track of attempts. How often is she putting the ball where the hitters have the opportunity to do something with it? And that stat, to me, is a little bit more important for a young setter so that, you know, I can see what she's doing with the ball. And she really, really, really just did a great job. And like I said, that was a kid that came in as a freshman that had never set before, maybe a little bit in junior high, but didn't come in really saying, hey, I'm a setter, and took to the position exceptionally well. Learned from last year. You know, Jesse Armstrong on last year's team was a great mentor and role model for her. And there's no doubt, you know, as a young player, there were some times where she had some slips in the road, but just really, really, and especially towards the end of the season, really started owning the position and understanding that, you know, she controlled things out there. So that was extremely positive. I am just so pleased with what she did, because it's not an easy position. And it's not an easy position physically. It's not an easy position mentally. And she really, really stepped up her game.
So what is your priority for this team into the offseason?
Well, we have to be more confident in getting in the air and making decisions. When we do that on, you know, third contact, good things happen. And again, that you could see that as we hit that rough spot there at the beginning of October and where we were at the end of the year. You know, we've got to make sure that continues to get better, that we are trying to get some sort of attack in the air every time. That's going to be big for us. Defensively, we really tighten some things up. The big thing for us, too, is we're not going to be very tall coming into next year. We know that. So we'll have to do some different schemes and things like that to make sure our defense is the best it can be. And we know that. We know that from you know, when Cheyenne was off the front line when she was out, I think we might have averaged 5'5" with our shoes on. So that'll be the biggest thing for us, is what do we do defensively to make sure that, you know, we get to everything and we can handle big-time hitters at the front line when we really don't have a whole lot of blocking.
Well, so volleyball season will end, and for you, a quick turnaround with girls' basketball season starting up. So next week we'll talk English Valley's girls' basketball with you and preview that. Coach, in the meantime, really appreciate your time here on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do.
Becky Becker, head coach for English Valley's volleyball, joined us here in Coach's Corner, brought to you by Cox Sanitation and Recycling of North English on 1410 KGRN.